Okay, we have been dodging this one for what? Basically the whole run of exploring next. Every time we say agentic loop, like everybody already gets it, and then we just keep moving. That is such an exploring next move.
And then we act surprised when it turns out the phrase means three slightly different things depending on who said it. So yeah, this one actually deserves the full couch treatment.
Also, I'm in a weirdly decent mood about it today, which feels suspicious. Maybe it's because this is one of those ideas that sounds fancy and is actually pretty human once you strip the jargon off.
Yeah, and that's the right way in. The clean version is an agentic loop is a system that looks at what's happening, picks an action, does it, then looks again and updates what it does next.
So basically, the AI version of try something, see what happened, adjust.
Exactly. Except the important part is that it's not just producing one answer and hoping it's right. It's treating the task like a sequence where the next move depends on the result of the last one.
Right, and that's why it keeps coming up in the show. Because once you notice it, you see it everywhere in actual products. Not the glossy demo version, the thing that has to survive contact with reality.
Yeah, the reason it matters is that a lot of useful work is sequential decision-making under uncertainty. You don't know the whole path up front, so you need a loop that can explore, correct, and continue.
Okay, but before we go too abstract, give me the smallest concrete picture. Like, what is the loop doing in an actual system?
Picture an AI writing code. It reads the files, decides to edit one, makes the change, runs tests, sees failures or success, then chooses the next edit. That cycle is the loop. The model isn't just answering code. It's been
That helps. So the key is not the answer at the end, it's the fact that the answer gets revised by what the environment says back.
Yeah, and the environment can be lots of things. A code base, a search result page, a calculator, a database, a robot arm, whatever. The loop is the pattern that lets the system use those external signals instead of pretending it already knows the answer.
I mean, that already sounds more honest than half the agent demos floating around.
It is more honest. And honestly, that's why I don't like when people talk like tool use alone is the whole story. A single tool call is not the same as a loop. The loop is the repeated cycle where the result of one action changes the next decision. If we want the bare mechanism, it's usually some version of observe the current state, reason about what to do, act, then observe the result. That last part is the part people forget, and it's the part that makes the whole thing actually agentic.
Okay, and before anybody gets lost in the words, what do you mean by observe and reason here? Because those sound very grand.
Fair. Observe just means read the current state of the world the system can see. Reason means choose the next move based on that state. Nothing mystical. It can be a model reading a prompt, a tool output, a test failure, or a search snippet.
And then act is the actual thing it does. Edit the file, call the API, search again, whatever.
Yep. Then reflection is the system folding the result back into what it thinks is going on. That reflection might be explicit text, or it might just be the next hidden state inside the system. The point is, the next step is informed by the last outcome.
So in our little puzzle picture, the board changes and the player.
Pretty much. And the reason it's useful is simple. A lot of tasks are not solvable in one shot because the right next step depends on what happened 2 seconds ago. If you try to pre-compute everything, you're guessing too much.
Okay, now I want the scary prerequisite part because I know you're about to smuggle in a bunch of ML vocabulary and pretend I'm fine.
Fair. The older machine learning way to think about this is reinforcement learning, or RL. That's the setup where an agent learns by taking actions and getting feedback, usually in the form of rewards or penalties, instead of being told the exact answer every time.
So basically, it learns by doing and seeing what worked.
Exactly. And underneath that, a Markov decision process is just a formal way to describe a world where the current state plus the next action are enough to talk about what happens next. You don't need the whole history to define the decision problem, at least in the simplified math version.
Right, that already sounds less terrifying when you say it like a board game with rules.
That's actually a decent gloss. The state is the board, the action is your move, and the result is the new board. Now, neural networks are the function approximators in a lot of these systems, meaning they're flexible models that learn a rough mapping from inputs to outputs without us handwriting every rule.
Function approximation is just, we're letting the model estimate the messy relationship instead of spelling out the exact formula, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the loop gets practical. The model can approximate what move looks promising, then the environment tells it whether that move was actually useful, then the next pass can adjust.
Okay, that's the first time today.
That's the hope. The loop is basically the operational version of that whole family of ideas. RL gives you the learning from feedback instinct. Markov decision processes give you the decision structure. Neural networks give you the flexible function approximator. And the agentic loop is the lived workflow.
I like that, because the user doesn't care that the model has elegant math vibes. They care that it can keep going when the first guess is wrong.
Right, and this is where the loop becomes a product thing, not just a research thing. If the system can search, test, revise, and stop when it's done, then it can actually ship useful work instead of just sounding smart.
Okay, let's make it concrete with the stuff we've already looked at. The CLI thing with Microsoft was basically this, right?
Yeah, that Microsoft for Developers piece was a nice example because it wasn't claiming magic. It was saying agents do better when the interface gives them a tight action space. A command line interface already has clear inputs, clear outputs, and a built-in feedback cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So the loop there is read help text, try a command, inspect the output, correct the next command. That's much more reliable than handing the model a mushy interface and asking it to infer everything from vibes.
And that was the part I liked. It's boring in the best way. It says, don't make the model invent the whole interaction model if the CLI already gives you one.
Exactly. The loop is easier when the environment is already legible. Same thing with Claude code choosing a model and an effort level. That was basically a loop control example. The system can decide how much thinking to spend, then check whether the result is good enough, then keep going or stop.
So the loop isn't just about doing more.
Absolutely. Stopping is part of the loop. If you never stop, you've just built an expensive wandering machine. If you stop too early, you get a confident wrong answer. The whole art is in when to continue and when to call it.
That feels like the part everybody hand waves past. Like, okay, sure, the agent can keep iterating, but who tells if it's done?
Sometimes the system does, via a success condition or a budget. Sometimes a human does. Sometimes the environment does, like test passing or the tool returning the needed result. But if you don't define stopping, the loop can just spin.
And spinning is where the product optimism goes to die.
Yeah, that's one way to say it.
No, seriously, because I think this is where people confuse agentic loops with just ask the model again. It's not the repetition that matters, it's the feedback.
Right. Repetition without new information is just churn. The loop only earns its keep when each cycle changes what the next cycle knows. That's why search, tests, execution, and database reads matter so much. That's our most respectable sentence all year.
All right, Cody, I'm calling that a win for the clipboard office.